Hi, this is Bill Prater, the creator of the Business Breakthrough Formula, and I'd like to welcome you to the Dealing with Problems lesson. Now, frankly, I don't like dealing with problems any more than anybody else. In fact, if I had my way completely, I would simply crush them and toss them out, but that's frankly kind of messy. Besides, not all obstacles can be dealt with in that fashion. Some are best dealt with in more subtle ways, using a little bit of finesse. My dad one time told me that if I can't just ignore a problem, I try to go around it. And if I can't go around it, I try to get under it. And if I can't get under it, I try to go over it. And if I can't go over it, I just plow right through it. Now that's the philosophy, frankly, that I used to use. Now let me explain exactly how I implemented it. First, I would ask myself if the problem can be ignored. Remember Pareto, who reminds us that 80% of the problems that you face will go away the minute you stop paying attention to them. Most people actually think that their current problem is the same and equivalent to the world's biggest problem, but believing that, they agonize and fret and fume and just let it eat away at them. And that's not the way to do it. Frankly, it's the 20% that you need to worry about and pay attention to. With the 20%, see if you can get past the obstacle by just using your wits. If you can accomplish the same goal by using cleverness and guile instead of brute force, why not? Here's a great way to just use your wits. If you can't get over, under, or around the obstacle, just face it straight up. Then this won't be easy, particularly if you're not used to confrontation. But the more you do it, the easier it gets. Often, this is where I find most of my real opportunities anyway. Thomas Jefferson had a similar idea about how to handle difficult situations. He always put it this way: always take a hold of things by the smooth handle. Now, I have a tool at Business Mastery, but it requires a team to use it. And you may not have a team nearby. If you don't, what's left is to talk with yourself. And here's how you do that. The only tools that you're going to need are a problem to work on, and then a pad of paper, a pencil, and a quiet place to sit down. Then begin by listing as rapidly as you can all the ordinary and obvious possible solutions, even if you know for sure that some of those ideas won't work. Then you draw up a second, somewhat shorter list of the more innovative ideas. Make them as off the wall as you can. Try to make them as innovative as possible. Come up with two, maybe three of these. You don't need a long list. Then pick the idea that seems the best and list its strengths and weaknesses. It might be one of the original ideas or one of these off-the-wall ideas. I'd like to divide my paper into half, right with a line right down the center, strengths on the left and weaknesses on the right, and then just start listing them. It's a simple way to qualify your potential solution's efficacy. If you picked a winner, great, then go with it. If not, then move on to the next idea on your list. This whole process shouldn't take you more than 10 minutes, and pretty much in that period of time, you'll have the solution. Frankly, if you commit to using this technique at least one time a week, you'll become amazed at how good you get at it. In the next module, we're going to summarize and then wrap up everything that you've learned